Welcome, everyone, to the Yoga Therapy Hour. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to someone who's helped me so much and continues to help me. I think that all of us need our care teams who take care of us so that we can take care of others. I know there were so many years of my life where I didn't think I had the money or the time, or I didn't have access to the right care team. And I got really worn down and burnt out and got into chronic pain, you know, a variety, a cascading level of not taking care of my own health. And then that affects me being able to care for my family, my clients, my students. And so, if nothing else, I hope today is that reminder that you and I must prioritize our health. We need to get our own care team in order. We need to figure out how to get the support that we need to take care of ourselves. So I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Kevin Holman, who is the chiropractor in the new town that I've moved to in Minnesota. And the way that I found Dr. Holman was I went to the grocery store that was called the Co-op. And very near to there was this big sign that said Optimal Health. And I think a lot of you know my business is called Optimal State. So I was very intrigued, like, who is this person that, you know, Optimal Health Chiropractic? And so I just went in, I made an appointment. I thought I'm going to try this out. And I was so pleasantly surprised because my experience previously with chiropractors was that I'd get into a pain cycle, they'd crack my back, send me home, and all was well. But I didn't really see them doing the types of things that Dr. Holman is doing, which is much more about working with the nervous system. And as many of you know, that's like my thing that I love is the nervous system. And I saw all the posters on the wall that talked about the nervous system, and I could tell immediately that he was doing a whole nother level of chiropractic care than what I had experienced in the past. And I could tell that he understood the importance of getting the energy to flow well through the body. I remember one of the first things that he showed me is he circled all the areas on this piece of paper that showed all the subluxations of my spine. And I was surprised at how many circles there were. And he kind of very gently said, these are the areas where the prana, the chi, the energy, the life force isn't flowing very well. And I thought, my goodness. And so just that first initial conversation let me know that, oh, he, like us in yoga, is working with the subtle energies of the body and how to get that prana or life force to flow. That's what good health is. Good health is not absence of symptoms or absence of pain, although that's a part of it, but there's a whole nother level of optimal health that is taking us to the next level and trying to make sure that the chi or the prana is actually flowing through our bodies on a regular basis, and that it all starts with the nervous system. So I am very happy to introduce you to my hometown chiropractor, Dr. Kevin Holman. And if you'd like to find out more about Dr. Holman, let me pull this up. For those of you watching on YouTube, you can find the website here. Everyone else, it's www.optimalhealthmn, as in Minnesota.com. www.optimalhealthmn.com. So let's go meet Dr. Holman. Welcome to the Yoga Therapy Hour podcast. Did you know that we give a free gift with each and every guest? Every month, we go back and find a gift either from the guests themselves, or we find a research article or something really interesting that goes along with the topic, and we send it out once a month. There's many different categories you can sign up for, and look in the show notes and it will show you how you can get to that link to sign up for our free gift every single guest. All right, let's get into the show and go meet our guest for today. Welcome, Dr. Holman. I'm so grateful that you agreed to be on the podcast with us.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me. This is going to be great. I'm just honored to be here.
You and I have something in common, and it's one of the reasons I chose you to be my chiropractor as opposed to all the other wonderful people out there. And that was when I walked into your office and I saw your focus on the nervous system. I just felt like this is going to be a match made in heaven because as a yoga therapist, I'm focused on the nervous system also. So I think what our guests, which are mainly yoga teachers, yoga therapists, I think they'd like to understand how it is that chiropractic approaches the nervous system and the impact that you can have as a chiropractor on the nervous system.
That's interesting because it's not so wide, it is deep. A chiropractic, you know what I mean by that? As far as a topic, it's very simple, but there's a lot to that simplicity. And because it's so simple, it's almost hard to understand to the lay public. When we talk to yoga therapists and yoga teachers and anyone involved in that world, we can talk a little bit differently with a little more complexities. But because of the simplicity, let's just keep it that way. And realize that the reason chiropractic is so powerful is because it's direct association to the brain. The brain is the most fascinating thing we've ever discovered in the entire universe, and they'll have one. And so when a chiropractor says they're a back doctor, spine doctor, that's really not as important as what's inside of the spine. And because of that, we're able to see very powerful outcomes. And so when we talk about why most people go to the chiropractor, neck pain, back pain, sciatica, headaches, any name condition, well, that's just scratching the surface of what we're capable of doing. And we're not necessarily the ones doing it. We're just taking away interference from the system that can do unbelievable, if that's even a correct word, amazing, fascinating things.
So I just want to break this down a little bit because, like you said, it can be complex, but I prefer simple and it's profound. It's not just adjusting bones. Until I met you, frankly, my experience was that I would wait till I got so bad that there was an actual bone or something pressing on one of the major nerves coming out of my low back. Couldn't walk for a couple of days. I would go back to the chiropractor. And they would crack me. And it felt to me like the bones were in a different place that weren't pressing on the nerve. And then I just repeat that cycle for about a decade. But what I hear you saying is something very different. And I think that's why I'm so excited about what you're doing is it sounds to me almost like you're training the nervous system to function in a new way. And that connection, you and I have talked about the messages coming from the body back up the spinal cord to the brain. You're creating some interference, some disruption there so that the body and the brain can communicate better.
Close. That's really, really close. The disruption is already there. Although it's an intelligent adaptation to environmental stressors, and we can name those trauma, toxins, thoughts, mental, chemical, physical, that adaptation is intelligent. What it's doing, though, is it's taking life force, life energy, prana, God, chi, whatever you want to call it. Some would call it electricity, because that's the closest analogy we can, think of that way, the lay public, but you're diminishing that. It's not an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer. So you're dimming down the electricity by a certain percentage. So all body chemistry, all glands that control body chemistry are controlled by those electrical impulses. And so when we see a diminished signal, we'll see dis-ease within the body. It's our job as chiropractors to find that interference. And a lot of people call it pressure. It's more accurate to say irritation because it doesn't take much pressure at all to cause a decreased amplitude and latency within that electrical signal. But that's the idea. We're looking for that interference and we are adjusting the spine to correct it. And it's not one and done. It's not like you're taking a bone and putting it back into place. You're getting the body to understand that it is okay to be back to where it was originally intelligently designed to be so that you can tolerate the environment at a higher level. And that's the tolerance that's so important. It's homeostasis. Homeostasis isn't necessarily staying at a certain level. That's off. We're not supposed to be happy all the time. We're not supposed to, you know, be sad all the time. We're supposed to be able to contract and expand and be in these states of flow and to be able to do them without harming the system is what it's all about. And that's homeostasis. And our job is to be there as often as possible. And there is adaptable.
Let me say this again to see if I got it. There is something disrupting the natural homeostasis of the body. And a chiropractor like yourself could go in and basically remove or reduce that disruption, allow the prana, the chi, the life force to flow, and homeostasis to come back. And the way that you do that, this is so curious to me. I can't always see what you're doing here with me. But so there's a little bit of bone adjustment, but there's also, you've used some electrical little tools on me. Sometimes you'll just barely touch like a place on my skull. Sometimes I'm like, what could that possibly do? He like literally, it felt like a feather on my head.
Yeah.
Can explain that a little bit?
That's a little different, and it sounds pretty fugazi to a lot of people, but these techniques in chiropractic have been around for a while, and people way more brilliant than I created systems of analysis to look for patterns of subluxation, patterns of dis-ease within the system, and how to correct those. Some of them are very mechanical and bony, as in you take a bone, you shove it back into place with a high amount of velocity, low amount of amplitude, you know, that type of thing. And another way to do it is with these tools. And another way to do it as well is more tonal, in a sense, using the idea that there is a human living being in front of you that has an energy, and it doesn't take much to affect or get a response from the body that way. So what I do a lot is a technique called applied kinesiology. It's very well known, and the interreliability is actually very good. And I use it a lot of ways, and it's not the only thing I use. It's more like one of the tools that I use to assess for these vertebral subluxations or dis-ease within the system. And it's essentially a way to test certain muscles to get a yes or no response from the brain. Very simple. And so when I do those things with you, those very light, gentle checks, I'm simply asking the body a yes or no question.
Now you're telling me all your secrets.
And you can get a response very simply. One of the ways to do that is testing muscles, strength, and there's a couple other ways to do it. But yeah, that's what I do. One of the things.
This nouveau chiropractic, I mean, I've been going to chiropractors for a couple of decades, and they all are just cracking my back before you.
Yep. There's a lot of techniques out there. I want to say there's close to 200, and I use the ones that I was taught and that make most sense to me. But a lot of chiropractors doing the old school get great results as well. A lot of chiropractors doing techniques that you don't even get touched. It's completely tonal. Those are the two polar opposites, and you got to find what works best for you and what works best for your body, your mindset type, what patient base is in front of you, that type of thing.
You know, you're going to be learning some things about my experience today also that I haven't told you. My experience of working with you is that there's a symbiotic flow between us, and it's almost like a dance. Even the way you move around me, there's a flow to it. And so my perception of you is that you are almost in a zone in order to interact with my being and get in the information or whatever you're needing from my being so that you can go back and influence it. Do you feel that way?
Yes. When you say that, it makes a lot of sense to me. There's a state that I am in that takes a lot of discipline, and it has to be present time. And you have to be in a present time consciousness to feel that same flow. And I agree with you. I feel the same thing.
And, you know, the reason I recognize that is because we as yoga therapists, that's the state we aim to be in. And I think it's, you know, you have to do your self-care, you have to have discipline, probably you have to eat healthfully, get your movement every day in order to show up. In yoga, we call it the sattvic state. And in order to show up in that present moment and be with what is, Like that's part of our job as yoga therapists. And that's why I recognized it in you also.
Yeah, you have to become a higher version of yourself, or if you do, you're going to be able to help other people even better.
Yeah. And it sounds crazy, but I think it's probably why some people are very successful as chiropractors or yoga therapists, and why some have a harder time creating business and sustaining business. Because I think whether people want to admit it or not, they feel it. They feel that kind of joyful present moment attention that they're getting.
Yeah, I agree. That's all tonal. See, it's funny you say that. The discoverer, D.D. Palmer of chiropractic, said life is the expression of tone. And with that energy, tones, it's just vibrational. And you can feel that when you walk in a room. You can feel it when you're talking with someone. Well, talking is what, 6% of our communication. So how I've learned it is who you are speaks so loudly, I can't understand what you're saying. So it's really you're shutting it all down and just being present and looking at that human in front of you and seeing what you need from me in this moment.
Can we go back to that word discipline? The more work that I do as a yoga therapist, the more I realize it truly is get to bed on time, get up at a decent hour, move first thing in the morning, drink enough water. It's a real discipline to try to stay in balance. Do you find that too?
Oh, absolutely. It is my largest study. It's self-study. The higher version of myself, I truly see that I'm able to help people in a bigger way. And that's my mission and vision. And so you work on yourself more than you work on your business. Like when you're in a plane, right? This is a good analogy, and I've heard this a lot from other people, but you put your own mask on first so that you can help others. You sleep right so you wake up more energized in a state of you're clear, you're able to focus higher, you feel your body better. When we really look at it from a 30,000 foot view, this is all in my chiropractic philosophy. That's why it works with me so well. Because when you look at chiropractic and say, okay, I can adjust the spine and allow the body to be functioning at a higher level, then what? Then the patient leaves the office and they go do any number of named things. So it's all about wellness. And wellness means to eat well, move well, and think well. And in those areas become the negative, which would be the trauma, toxins, and thoughts, the mental, chemical, and physical irritations to the nervous system that we're not necessarily trying to eliminate, but we're trying to limit as much as possible. And so, yeah, I teach that every day, which is a benefit to me because I get reminded of it. But I also practice that in a big way on my own. And without that discipline, you're not going to see results. And people don't deserve that.
Yeah. So that ties into one of the things that you've talked to me about, that maybe the first 4 or 6 or even 8 weeks, if I have a really deep habitual pattern of my L4, L5, or my T12, or whatever it is, that each time you adjust me, and I actually felt nauseous the first few times, which isn't a bad thing. It was just a new sensation in there for a new pattern.
Right.
A lot of us keep, I don't know if you want to say, falling back into the old pattern. And you just keep coming back twice a week, twice a week, and establishing the new pattern and, telling the body, okay, here, we'll take away a little more interference for you. And then at some point, is the body likely to kind of stick with the new pattern?
Yes, exactly. You get the plane up in the air and then you take your foot off the gas. You work out as much as possible to get that six pack, and then it doesn't take as much time, effort, and energy. You eat well, super well, to lose a bunch of weight. You have to battle not only your current lifestyle, you have to battle the previous lifestyle that created it. And you also have to battle your future lifestyle as well. So set yourself up for future success. Do we stop doing the things that got us to this positive state? That is completely up to the observer. And that is a really, really good point. Thanks for bringing that up.
And I'm so glad that you talked about our lifestyle, because a few weeks ago, that I had a really high static load for about 10 days. And then I started the sugar and I didn't drink enough water. And I went right back into a pain spiral that we had corrected. But it's really that static load that sent me back to my poor lifestyle habits that you can't fix for me.
Right. Not directly.
And I will also say that I think your presence and me having those regular appointments to check in with myself actually got me back on track. I'm actually paying good money for this. I need to get back on track.
Right, right. While we're in this with you and I, while we're in this state of relatively high frequency adjustments for a short period of time, we want to do everything that we can to promote those adjustments and promote the effect within the body, which would mean limit chemical stress, limit emotional stress, limit physical stress. And I can teach each individual, because it's not a cookie cutter thing. Everyone's different. But there are general parameters and guidelines to follow, right? If every single human on earth limited their corn, gluten, dairy, sugar, we'd probably all be in a healthier state. But, you know, it's so prolific, these toxins and chemicals, to eliminate them is very, very difficult. But to limit them is a little easier. And so to promote the adjustment, the more we work on wellness, the better outside of the visit. I tell people, you don't have to change a single thing. We're still going to get you better. However, if you work outside of this office on the things that I can teach you with, or the things that we already know to do, well, then you're going to get better results. That's just it. I assume it's the same thing with exercise physiology, with yoga, with Pilates, with other elements of just physical work. If I do any amount of work on, let's say, someone who drinks a bunch of Diet Cokes, who has some toxic chemicals on their face every day and hairspray and smokes cigarettes, you know, a pack a day, you know, something like that, just to paint a picture, versus, you know, an Olympic athlete, who's going to take that one adjustment and create a bigger impact within the system? And that has to do with allostatic load, that has to do with cortisol, that has to do with biochemistry and glandular function and your ability to promote health from the inside out. There's a big difference between everyone. And the more we work on that, the better. And it's not just an event, it's definitely a process.
I am so happy to announce that our Optimal State mobile app is now up and functioning well. Some of you were part of our beta program, and we appreciate your feedback so much. But now the Optimal State 2.0 mobile app is ready and it's working well. This app can help you track the different states of your nervous system, and it can give you feedback about how your nervous system is functioning from 2 to 6 a.m., 6 to 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can see the patterns and what's happening inside of you based on the data. In addition, we give you interventions and ways you can bring yourself into a balance. Very soon, we're going to be adding live classes and recorded classes so that you can actually interact with us and turn a yoga nidra on in the middle of the night or take a class with us. That's coming soon. For now, we'd love for you to try 3 weeks free and see if the Optimal State app can't make a difference for you. Just go to the App Store on iPhone or Android and type in Optimal State and it will pop up. You can download it for free. And we'd love to see that it's helping you and your loved ones that you recommend it to. And as we said, very soon we're going to have classes. So enjoy the first 3 weeks, our gift to you. And I guess it wasn't surprising to me because I studied the nervous system, but I think for a lot of people to think about the Diet Coke or the hairspray or a cigarette once in a while, that that's actually impacting your nervous system and your spinal health. I think that's mind-blowing to people.
Right. It's all an amount of the stresses in life creating actual manifestations physically that can harm your body. Well, that pain that you're having right there could be completely emotional. What do you mean? Well, your emotions could be causing that. What are you talking about? Well, can your brain, can your mind affect your physiology? The answer, of course, is yes. And a good way to think about that is if we're having anxiety, the heart rate goes through the roof, you know, or the blood pressure goes through the roof. If we're waking up sweating, you know, we weren't running. You know, it's like there are things that can actually present physically. And those physical things in the spine can affect us chemically and emotionally as well. And so it's viscerosomatic and somatovisceral. Those are reflexes and well-known science reflexes within the body. But to apply them and make sense of them logically, sometimes hard to do because we're never taught this stuff, you know? And like you said, you study the nervous system. So if you get a layperson on the street and say, hey, you have a spine, inside of that spine is what? And that's a tough question. Or the question of like, well, you have organs, which one was the first to develop? That's a tough question for people. Most people think it's the heart. Well, no, it's actually the big guy or girl upstairs. And then all else directly follows.
Just fascinating. So another thing that I found really interesting is, as a yoga therapist, I actually have a yoga practice I do every day, and I'm, you know, forward bending, backward bending, lateral bending, twisting, sometimes getting upside down. And it was really kind of surprising to me to come back again and again and see that there were certain vertebrae that just kept getting stuck in a similar position, and that no amount of yoga, you said this, that yoga isn't going to go into that very specific facet joint and change it, that I really did need some manual adjustments along with my yoga practice. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that's a big one. I'm not ever going to minimize what anyone does to promote their health outside of this office, especially when they're using that as a tool to maintain mental health, to maintain emotional, spiritual, relationship, physical, whatever type of health they're looking to maintain or promote. I'm never going to minimize that. I will say I can add to it. Depending on the person, I can find out where in your spine you're having these decreased electrical signals to what? To maybe your glute medius, to maybe your piriformis, to see structurally, are you having an imbalance there? Is that affecting your nerve system? Or is your nerve system affecting the structural imbalance? And so we can look in there and say, what's causing this? Do we really know? And that, I think, is a little less important than what can we do to solve it? Because do we know when you fell out of the bed when you were two? Did that affect you in a way that shifted the vertebrae enough over time and causing a compensatory issue where you have a functional short leg? You know, we have no idea. The easiest way to explain that probably would be with cortisol, a stress hormone, and all the things that would increase cortisol. And so when we're looking at the other elements of chiropractic that I deal with other than symptoms, it would be posture, inflammation, and stress hormones. And cortisol is an absolute bear. And it can come from physical stress. It can come from emotional stress. You know, like say a soldier from Iraq had his or her life changed. That stress isn't going away. Or one of the biggest stresses statistically is a loss of a family member. That stress isn't going away. And so those are going to be there continually promoting change in our nervous system. So when someone asks what caused this, the real answer should be, I have no idea. The better answer should be, the more important question right now is to say, what can we do about it in this moment from here on out? And so we can look at the system and say, you know, it's been happening for a long time. That's the chronicity of it. But right now, we're not only battling that, we have to battle the future and how to get ourselves in a state where we can promote health from the inside out so we can tolerate these environmental stressors at a higher level. And those environmental stressors may be right up here in the brain. And by that, I mean emotional. So I hope that that was a long-winded way
to just to go back around, it sounds like at least on a very structural level, there are times where a physical adjustment is needed and no amount of yoga could do that for ourselves. And I also hear you saying that there's so many causes, mental, emotional, spiritual, chemical, that we're never going to know the cause for sure. And so let's just try to open up these spaces that have been kind of shut down. Let's get that prana or life force flowing and try to keep it flowing as we go forward together.
Yes, that's a really good way to put it. And we can get really detailed and find out if you have any intolerances to certain compounds, and you can isolate those compounds, whether it is corn, gluten, dairy, sugar, or whether it is, there are techniques to find what's an emotional block for you. And we can look at what structural changes are affecting you most. But the idea is to address it now and then work at it to get you better in the future.
And I would say if you have a self-aware client, like I know that when I spend a few days being angry, my right side of my waist tends to get shorter. My right hip starts to lift. There is something that happens when I spend too much time getting angry. And I just know it's going to lead to my back going out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cause of that is. I just have seen the pattern.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Do you think many of your patients or clients are noticing how their emotional states are impacting their low back pain, per se?
I teach it and I want them to be more aware of it. One of my missions is to educate. And the more we know, the more healthier we become for not only ourselves, but for our family, of course, our kids, right? I say the more we know about you now, so we don't have to have our kids develop just like us. I want more of them to be aware of it, and I'm doing everything that I can. This podcast will help that.
I see these beautiful little children waiting to get adjustments. Can you just talk for a minute? Because it's almost mind-blowing to think the spine in a child, you know, two-year-old, I don't know, what is it, 28 inches long? It's tiny.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us for a minute? Because when you say we're going to impact future generations and maybe not repeat the patterns in families, like, what do you do with these little kids? It's so fascinating when I see them there.
Overall, nothing different. We analyze for vertebral subluxation. We correct it if necessary. And we adjust the spine, of course. And if we keep it that simple, it's then what? Well, we're preventing any abnormal development. We want to get them checked as soon as possible. Well, my kid's fine. They don't have any symptoms. Well, that's not what we're checking for. Because remember, our symptoms or what we feel is about 10 to 20% of the actual tracts within the central nervous system and the peripheral. So the rest is all communication. And so if we're finding vertebral subluxation, we know that there is an area that has diminished electrical signal. And there's ways to test that. And so we find this all the time in kids. We find this all the time in adults. Hey, doc, I feel great. Just check me out. And then we'll find a bunch of things going on somewhere.
As I did.
Yeah, but the idea with kids, it really does start from the birth process. A lot of that can be physically traumatic. And a lot of it can be emotionally traumatic with mom as well and with baby. Yeah, we just want to ensure that everything's working as it should. We want to prevent any abnormal development. That child is growing so fast. Just to imagine that you would take your body currently and double its size in like a year. It would take so much cellular reproduction. And what controls cellular reproduction? Well, that's, of course, the central nervous system and the brain. And all the signals that go to every organ, tissue, cell, and gland in the body have to be, those nerves have to be flowing without any interference. And as we're developing, not just physically, as far as muscles, ligaments, tendons, bones, the musculoskeletal system, but those organs are learning how to interact with our world. It's that child's immune system is learning how to interact with the world. The endocrine system is learning how to do all that. And we want to make sure it can do that the best way possible. It has to have high at close to 100% neurological flow. And that's what we're offering.
And I think, again, most people don't realize that getting the neurological flow impacts the immune system, impacts the digestive system, impacts the cardiovascular system, impacts the endocrine system. Like, I don't know why in every hospital there aren't chiropractors and yoga therapists, because if we can work with the nervous system, we can affect all the other systems.
Right. That's a long one. I don't know exactly why each hospital doesn't have more integrative models. But I do know that the allopathic model is very profitable. And it is saving a lot of lives once they're in that pathological state. So that there is enough for an MD to take an entire career of study on. And it takes a lot to study pathology. And just that alone, if you add in what I do, and people say this all the time, Doc, why didn't I hear about this? Why hasn't anyone told me about this? Well, it's not their job. The problem is educating public on who to go to when they have a certain dis-ease. Notice how I haven't said disease yet.
Mm-hmm. So I think one last thing that I just want to emphasize before I let you wrap it up is that a lot of times when you go to a chiropractor, I'm sorry to say this, but there's this feeling around the business model that they're going to want me to come in two or three times a week. And I admit I've thought this before, like, is this just a scam to get us paying money all the time? But now that I've been working with you, I understand it is not, because you're training new habitual patterns in the spinal column, in the nervous system, and therefore all those other systems, how they interact with each other. Like in yoga, we call it building a new samskara or a new habitual pattern. And so now I'm starting to say, aha, oh, doing it two times a week or three times a week is the way to build a new habitual pattern. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say about that?
I do. And I want to go back to the kiddos real quick. They have less baggage most of the time. The adjustments are completely different. The velocity, the amplitude, the adjustments themselves, especially with a baby, if you push your eye like this and that hurts, well, that's too much pressure. And so it doesn't take much to influence the system. And when we're talking about kids getting in at a high frequency, they usually don't need as much. Then I'm going to take that and tie it into what you just asked me. We have been having this pattern that causes these symptoms for a long time. And I call that kind of the threshold of where physiology says, hey, we can't tolerate this anymore. I'm going to create a signal, a pain signal, telling you there's a problem. In every single dis-ease process known to man, our feelings, our pain is the last thing to show up and the first thing to go away when checked and adjusted with chiropractic. But it's the threshold. It's the straw that broke the camel's back. It's, hey, I picked up the laundry basket wrong. I slept wrong. I torqued my wrench wrong. It's like, no, you didn't. You just finally, your body said it couldn't handle it anymore. And so when we're talking about frequency with people, right away, it does take more frequency to create change and to remind the body, like I said, of its intelligent design. Yes, you can be here. You are supposed to be able to move that way and function that way. The muscles are supposed to be able to, you know, fire in a certain pattern, or the joints are supposed to move that way. And that can take time to train back. You think of it like anything, like running on a treadmill. Right away, you're not going to hit that 6 miles the way you want to. When you're balancing on a beam as a gymnast, your body needs to train, and you can think of it like muscle memory. But this is all neuroplasticity. This is our ability to change and create new neurological patterns in our body, which is relatively new science. That's like 1970s. We learned about neuroplasticity. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, it takes time and repetition to do anything, to learn something, to create habits, to create memory. For a lot, most people, I should say, it needs time and repetition, and to change our physiology is no different. However, in saying that, to maintain it, I think consistency is way more powerful than frequency. Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that maybe once my body establishes these new patterns, that maybe I could come once a week long-term, just to kind of hold it there.
Right. And everyone's different, right? I have some people coming in once a month and they do wonderful. I have some people coming in once a week and they need every single time. I'm checking these areas to see if they do indeed need an adjustment. So there's an objective component with every single visit. Let me put it this way. Chiropractic will never fail you. The principles are just and perfect, just the way they are. They're altruistic, they're truthful, they're beautiful. The philosophy itself isn't that unique. We didn't create it out of thin air. It's very above down, inside out. It's Eastern in a way. These are all truths. And the thing is, it's an art form. Mm. So there are chiropractors who may not know how to adjust as well, or may not study the amount of time that they need to study, or, you know, they're focused on getting through boards and getting the medical education. And then once they get out, they're, you know, all in their head about all of the diagnosis and not necessarily the what it takes to get people better. So it is an art form, just like dentistry, just like physical therapy, just like yoga therapy. The art is very high percentaged pillar of the three pillars in chiropractic. That also helps with the answer of that last question. And that's a good one.
I think it goes back to the self-study of the practitioner again, and the ability to do our best to show up as that highest version of ourselves.
Yeah. I had a kid come in, he was in high school. He goes, "I can't wait to be done with school. I'm so sick of it." And I go, "Buddy, you're 17. You are going to be learning, hopefully, for the rest of your life." And I just tried to promote that in him a little bit and plant the seed of, look, we got to keep learning and growing. And some people have that as a very, very high value of themselves intrinsically. And I, fortunately, I don't know whether it was innately given to me or whether it was downloaded to me from my parents, but I'm grateful either way that growth is a major factor of my value system.
Well, thank you, Dr. Holman. Is there any last wisdom you'd like to share with us, or do you feel complete?
If it's too wise or wisdom, I'm just teaching what I know. I think the more people know about chiropractic, the better. It needs to be educated at a higher level. It needs to be less of clicks, pops, twists, and just getting people out of pain. That's just the surface level of what we do. Of course, most people that come into the office, that's why they're here. I always say, I'm going to give you what you want, and I'm going to educate you on what you can have. And if this is something that you want, which is life and health, more of that, then we're going to work and do the best we can to get you as close as possible to optimal health, which would be optimal function.
That when I first saw your space, it was optimal health chiropractic. I'm like, that's the one I want to try.
Optimal state. That's a good one. Yeah.
Is there a way for people to find a chiropractor that deals more with the nervous system and with all the things that we've talked about today?
It's easy to find. Consultations with most chiropractors are usually free. Just get on the phone, ask them questions, and it doesn't take much. And if you can't, get in there, get adjusted, and see if you like it. Just because you didn't like it from one guy or girl doesn't mean you're not going to like it from somebody else. Like I said, there are a lot of techniques. Most of them work. Everyone's different. Our needs are vast, but the message is simple. And it's so simple, it's almost hard to believe, isn't it?
And just repeat one more time, what is that simple message?
The simple message is that we have one of the most powerful machines ever discovered in the entire universe. And it's a gift just to be able to work with it. But it all comes from above, down, inside out. And to know that we have the ability to affect and take irritation away from that system, i.e. the brain and central and peripheral nervous system, is the message. That's why it's so powerful.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And it's been my pleasure to interview you, and I'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'll see you soon. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Dr. Holman, for being with us on the podcast. It was our pleasure to host you. And I just want to let the audience know that after Dr. Holman and I finished our conversation online, he said, you know, it would have been really great if we could have tied together what it is that he is offering through chiropractic and yoga therapy and talked more about the symbiotic relationship and how what we do outside of the chiropractic office can actually, you know, have a really good circular effect with what's happening in the chiropractic office, and then his work can impact ours. And I just want to say that I wish there were more chiropractors out there that felt this way, that understood that the whole idea of yoga and yoga therapy, if done mindfully, if done appropriately, if done with a skilled practitioner, is to get the prana flowing well in the body again. It's a salutogenic approach as opposed to a pathogenic approach. We're not trying to heal disease. We're not trying to diagnose. We're actually trying to bring the human system into a state of flow and a state of eudaimonia. Some people call it, some people say the ability to live in coherence. There's many different phrases for it. But a true yogic lifestyle, which we teach in yoga and yoga therapy, is what time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? Are you eating your meals at regular intervals? Are you eating the appropriate amount at these intervals? Are you meditating each day? Are you watching your response and your reaction to anger or to sadness or your ability to trust yourself? There's so many layers of making yourself feel happy and healthy again that we can do with the lifestyle management piece as yoga teachers and yoga therapists that plays right back into chiropractors. So I think that there's a beautiful opportunity here if the yoga teacher or yoga therapist could educate the chiropractor about what they do, so the chiropractor would feel comfortable referring to help with these lifestyle choices. And then obviously the referrals could go back and forth. So I think there's a really great opportunity here if we can find chiropractors who know what we're doing, who trust the work that we're doing. Maybe even there's a link around the nervous system, since that seems to be an area that both chiropractors and yoga therapists are very obviously knowledgeable about. So I hope that this can be the beginning of a conversation, and maybe some of our listeners will even have the courage to go and get to know their local chiropractor and see what's possible in a cooperative relationship together. So thank you, everyone. Just remember, we do have our Monday night yoga therapy clinics every Monday night. We have a new topic every single month, and we would love to have you join us. It's a great group. Usually we have at least 20 people that show up. And for those of you who want to get continuing education, we do offer that option also. So thank you so much. Have a great day, and we will talk soon. Thank you for listening to the Yoga Therapy Hour podcast. After several years of beta testing, we are finally ready to build a community around a mobile app, the Optimal State app on Android Store and in the iPhone Store. On this app, we're going to start hosting classes, regular meditation circles, and really start to build a community of yoga teachers, yoga therapists, Ayurvedic practitioners, and healthcare practitioners that want to come together on a regular basis and have a community that is empathetic and compassionate and kind and full of goodness, that wants to grow spiritually together. So come on over to the app. You can download it now, try it for a month for free, and we'll be having regular community online offerings through the app, and we would love to see you over there. All right, we'll see you soon.
A special thank you to our team here at Optimal State. We are truly a global family. George Mantuan, one of our executive producers. Adam Satchel, senior media producer and sound engineer from the Philippines. Krishna Panchal, a producer from Canada. Modupe Abdullahi, who does the show notes and is an editor for us from Nigeria. And Peter Morley, who wrote and produced the music for this show, who lives in Australia. Find more about Peter's work at www.zenmusic.biz. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.